The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyamba Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. Is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyamba.
Wow. We definitely have some strange gremlins happening tonight. There goes Joe. Go for you, Joe.
Hey.
Hey, why don't you go ahead and cue Betty?
Boo whoop, boo weep. I see one, I see two, I see three, and that's it. Let's keep this shit short.
Bloody hell, Betty. You got it. Love you, smooches.
Ugh, you never give up, do you, Roger? Back to you, Anthony.
Oh, hey everyone, it's Anthony live from Studio A in Tampa.
Hey everybody, it's Joe in Studio B in Chicagoland. By the way, our chat room is open at www.shyamba.info. And our phone lines are ready for you too at 813-327-8566.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit, and this is episode 152 of the Joe and Anthony Show, Creepy Spider Sex Cow Speed Bumps for Monday, October 29th, 2018.
Yep.
Background tracks used on the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin MacLeod. Visit imconfidec.com for more. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Oh, good. She's responsive tonight.
Yeah, she does seem to be working much better than the cart machine was earlier.
You got it, Anthony.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know what was going on with that, but apparently the cart machine didn't want to load something right. Got
You're
stuck right in the
it.
Middle of the thing. Oh, my goodness. Now the robots are going nuts.
You're welcome, Joe.
Oh, boy.
There they go.
Oh, boy.
And there they go.
So, how is your day, Anthony? Something about a cart breaking down?
Yeah, the cart broke down right in the beginning of our intro.
Oh, yes.
But, no, it was an okay day. It was an okay day. I really not much to write home about, but I'm glad to be done with the work day, or at least the primary work day, and, you know, be here and doing some fun things, you know. So how was your day, Joe?
Mine was filled with adventure.
Really?
Do tell. I had breakfast adventure.
Ooh, tell us about your breakfast adventure.
Well, it was funny. I can actually tell you, too, about the fact I will never order breakfast ever again, which I think I may have mentioned in a previous episode.
I think you have. I believe you
the
have.
The reason I say this is because I was at my favorite snack shop. It's called Johnny's Snack Shop. It's over here on Halsted and roughly Fulton Market. No, Lake Street.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyways, it's a basic diner, but they serve really good eggs and hash browns and lunch foods and all that kind of stuff. Well, anyways, while I was waiting for my food, a guest called and had inquired about their delivery items.
Oh, no.
And the lady that answered the phone, she was also my server, she was really cool. She said, oh yeah, well, your food is ready, but we're waiting on the driver, and the driver's not scheduled yet.
No, see, that's...
Between 7:30 and 7:40.
Wow.
So then this is at 7:24, because I think I texted you about this. And it was 7:33 on the dot when the driver showed up and picked up the food. And then he stood there for a moment, tapping something into his phone. You just know that that food is ice cold by the time it gets to the customer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And you know, honestly, I had a similar experience this weekend myself. Normally, we get breakfast from Uber on Sundays, but I decided to just go and pick it up. And believe it or not, I was able to pick it up in under 10 minutes, and it was hot when I got home. And it's funny because when I usually Uber it, it takes like 40 minutes to get to me.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I think part of it is just the lack of a driver availability.
Possibly. That could be it. Maybe.
You know, the Uber Eats must pay much less, or you have to work, you know, more morning hours, and people may not want to do that.
Could be.
So, but anyways, what you got for us in the good old marijuana corner this week, Anthony?
Well, first I have to take a drink.
Okay. Oh, and by the way, folks, shyampa.org will be coming to a web browser near you soon, but we need to work on some more technology updates.
Yeah, there's some things we got to work on with it. All right, so let's do my weed corner here.
All right.
The first one comes from Leafy, and the headline in it is totally wrong, but that's fine. We're going to talk about, instead of Massachusetts issuing cannabis retail licenses, which is from, I think, a few weeks ago, we're going to talk about the top 7 cannabis strains of 2018 harvest season. Yes. And this comes from Leafly. They are, as they come, the first one is Purple Punch. It's creamy, berry finish, complements its heavy, sedative nature, perfect for ailments such as nausea and depression. There's Sunset Sherbet, a full-bodied indica-dominant hybrid identified by its sweetly inviting smell and dense, resinous buds.
Huh.
Skittles. It's basically Skittles with a Z instead of an S, obviously to try to avoid copyright infringement. An indica-leaning hybrid known for its comforting tropical flavor and pleasantly uplifting stress relief. Tropical, yeah, and pleasantly uplifting stress relief. So how about that? That's pretty awesome, too. And then the next one we have is Forbidden Fruit, and you'll send yourself through a period of euphoric relaxation strong enough to melt away inflammation and symptoms of stress.
Ooh, I like that.
Doesn't that sound good?
Ooh, so, I've got inflammation all over.
There you go. Then there is Do-Si-Dos, a ripoff of the
Doritos?
Yeah, Do-Si-Dos, like Girl Scout cookies.
Do-Si-Dos.
Okay. Yeah, Do-Si-Dos. It provides a relaxing experience with just enough energy to keep creative. And then there is the original glue, which used to be Gorilla Glue number 4, who was sued for copyright infringement and now is just called original glue. This strain is the product of a three-way between Chem's sister, Sour Dub, and Chocolate Diesel. And I think I might have had GG or OG before. And it's been pretty good. I think it's been mixed with other strains, but it's a nice little, it's always kind of relaxed me. And then the last one on our list is,
I like this last one.
You like the last one, is Key Lime Pie. The strain carries sweet, candy-like notes of lime and mint and wallops users with a wave of relaxation suitable for chronic pain and sleepiness.
My microphone's got stinkiness.
I know, your microphone's falling apart. Are you bringing your microphone with you on your trip?
Do I need to?
No, I can set you up with a studio mic.
It's up to you. I don't care either way.
Okay, we'll do a studio mic, probably because, you know what, the studio, it's probably less quality than that microphone, but it's better than trying to ship, and I know you have issues with the mount and everything, too, so.
Yeah.
And we don't want to make any more damages or forget anything with that, so.
Exactly.
I gotta trim my
nose. We'll leave this mic here just in case one of the personalities wants to kick back in Chicago and do something.
That's true. Betty or Roger might want to do something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I don't think is a good idea, but Yeah, I don't find that. But anyway, so let's move on in our weed corner here.
Moving on.
Let's meet this week's new marijuana stock.
Ooh.
Yeah, because there's one every week, it seems like now. This one comes from the Motley Fool. There was Mass Roots. Then there was, and I've long dumped Mass Roots. Then there was MSIG, which I actually have and has done pretty well. Canopy Growth, Tilray, which did very well and then kind of didn't do so well, but I kind of got out while the getting was good with that one. And Aurora, which seems to be bouncing along.
It's bounced.
It has bounced, though. Out. It has taken a bit of a beating, unfortunately. But for some reason, a lot of things are affecting the Canadian cannabis market. Either way, we have our next get rich marijuana stock. And remember, folks, I am not a broker, licensed broker. You probably shouldn't be taking financial advice from me in the first place. I'm just reporting the news. Origin House, which is listed as ORHOF on the, what is that, the NASDAQ OTH? What is that? Over the hill? NASDAQ over the hill? NASDAQ out there, hither stocks? Are you looking it up?
Yeah, it's the off market.
Oh, okay.
Stock market.
Okay, so the off market stock market. It is ORHOF. Began trading on the Canadian Stock Exchange and over the counter in the U.S. on October 22nd. The catch of this whole thing is that Origin House is not new.
No.
No, it is not a surprise. Until last week, Origin House was known as Canna Royalty. Origin House primarily focuses now on the distribution of cannabis products in Canada. With a new name, a new logo, and a new stock ticker, Origin expects that there will be plenty of good things on the horizon, as consumers can barely remember that they left their children in their car, so everything will be like new again. One analyst projects that Origin House will generate nearly $200 million in Canadian dollars next year and $425 million Canadian dollars in 2020. Origin House does not provide revenue guidance at this point, but the analyst estimates should be achievable. And again, remember, I'm not a licensed broker. I'm not providing financial advice. Just reporting the news. Invest at your own risk. Speak to a professional financial wizard. And... That's my weed news for you.
So, you know, I just kind of wanted to branch off into this whole stock market thing.
Oh, yeah, by all means.
You know, we've been noticing, like, political events change the stock market.
Oh, yeah.
The jobs report changes the stock market. You know, it's I consider it gambling, to be honest. It really is just another way to gamble.
It really is another way to gamble. And I mean, there are things, you know, like in my portfolio, I'm invested in some stable things and some stable funds. And then I play around with some of these. Like Tilray was actually turned out really good for me.
You did a really great job with that.
I didn't make millions off of it, but I tripled. I think I tripled my investment, so that was good enough for me, and I got out before it popped, and I did, and then it went right down the toilet. Actually, I don't think it's too bad. I think it's still sitting. I think I sold it when it was close to 300, and I think it's sitting right now at 140. It stayed flat at about 150, 140. So I still would have made money off of it at its current price, but I made a lot more money with it sitting around $300. So. Yeah, but yeah.
You know, I'm sitting here actually trying to find my episode 151 notes, and for some reason, I'm having a really hard time at the moment.
Are you really, Joe?
Yeah, it's like, where is everything? Oh, I don't want to recover. This is where technology just goes wrong, folks. Things just disappear and, like... Wonder exactly.
Just get flushed down the big data toilet.
Yeah, I apologize in advance if the word that we are about to choose is a duplicate. So
before
that, we got to play our.
All right, go ahead and play your tasty thing.
So what's better than Chip Skipper and a biscuit? It's discovering a new word. Today, Joe is going to pick a word at random from his 1983 The American Heritage Dictionary and tell you all about it. Okay, here we go!
Oh boy, where are we gonna land?
Oh boy.
And what's that word? Oh, it's Flores. Flores. Flores.
All right.
To undergo, produce, or show fluorescence.
I see.
That's a lovely word.
That is a lovely word.
We got to find ways to use that word in the show, too.
Flores.
Flores. Now, I'm actually physically...
Flores with press.
I'm physically typing it.
Physically typing it.
F-L-U-O. F-L-U-O-R. E S C E. Okay, beautiful. Perfect. All right, it's in there. I don't know what happened to the word the last time.
That's interesting. So how has your vaping experience been going?
The cartridge is being used because there's a much larger air bubble in there.
Okay.
I sometimes take it with me. Mm-hmm. I think it's best if this is used in the evening time. We'll just leave it at that.
Does it make you tired?
Well, initially, yes, it does.
It might be that strain, I think. I think that's the indica strain.
No, it says it's a sativa.
Really? I'm surprised.
It's SSD, which, you know, when I looked at those codes... And then I looked at the Leafly website, and I saw all of the different strains. I'm like, holy shit.
There's a lot.
And then some strains just aren't available in your area. You know, you may not get access to all of the strains that you want. So that's something to consider when you're in a specific locality. You know, if there's a specific strain that you, like, had, and you're like, oh, man, I need that strain. Well, you may not find it. Shit out of luck. You know, we got a phone call?
No.
Anyways, let me go ahead and play Roger thingy, because I know we're kind of warping on time here.
We got about a minute 40.
So what's better than Skipper and a...
What is Chip Skipper and a biscuit?
You didn't know it, and if you did, pip pip for you. Anyway, this is your National Day moment, read out loud by me, Roger Welford's. Today, October 29th, 2018, is National Cat Day, World Stroke Day, Hermit Day, and National Oatmeal Day. Now, after Anthony strokes his pussy and Joe stops freaking out about FAST and secludes himself in the apartment flooded with oatmeal, let's get Anthony to push a button that stimulates a spinning wheel that Joe quote-unquote pulled even though he was busy stroking out over oatmeal everywhere, I think. Take it away, guys.
Thanks, Roger. All right, let's give this a try.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Oh, boy.
It's that one. It's that one. Oh, boy.
I don't know if we got enough fun to cover it this time. Oh, shit. Damn.
Ooh, that's painful. That's painful.
No more wontons.
Yeah, no more wontons. At least not for a week. All right, so the Orlando Sentinel brings us our random news story. Flaming hot off the presses. A woman dressed in all white with a long white wig entered Macy's at the Paddock Mall in Ocala, Florida at 10:11 a.m. and proceeded to walk throughout the store for about 45 minutes. At some point, she walked through the ladies' undergarment department and set fire to a rack of brassieres. Yeah, go figure. Wow, how about that? Flaming brassieres. From video posted by Ocala Police on Facebook, you can see a number of garments burned in what appears to be a display area for bras and lingerie. The ceiling tiles above the display are blackened from the fire. While security cameras have video of the suspect walking around the store, police said there was no video of her setting the fire or clear images.
But wait, there's more.
There's more. Yes, there is more. Some questioned whether the suspect was a woman at all, claiming that it was too hot outside to dress like a woman did, like the woman did, and that the suspect could be a man all dolled up with what appears to be a loose wig. Because someone saw that loose wig and that, you know, they're watching that drag queen. They got a loose wig over there. Someone figured it out. Look at that loose wig. Regardless of people's pondering, the Ocala police are asking for help to identify the suspect. If you have any tips regarding the identity of the brazen brazier burner, please call the Ocala Police Department immediately and ask for Deputy Donut. That's it for your crazy wheel news spinny thingy, Mabobber. Back to you, Bebby.
Listen to these shows and more that we recast on Shyampa Radio. From Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center, 104.5 FM, WRFU, which hosts the World Labor Hour with the lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. And, from archive.org, the Daily Tech News Show with Tom Merritt and Labor Express Radio with Jeremy Mead Lucero. Be sure to visit shyampa.info for our complete broadcast schedule. Back to you, Joe. Betty, out.
Thanks, Betty, and it's time for your Shyampa weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport. Don't forget, if you got a hot tip for the Shyampa Radio Weather Department, give us a call at 813-327-8566. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently here, which is 10 degrees lower than last broadcast. Viewpoint is 40 degrees, which is 8 degrees higher than last broadcast. And the humidity is at 68, which is 40% higher than last broadcast, giving us a wind chill of 46. And the winds are out of the east at 9 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, partly cloudy with a low around 47. Light southeast winds becoming moose poop. South-southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour in the evening. Tuesday, showers mainly after 3 p.m., high near 68. South-southeast winds 10 to 15 with gusts as high as 25. Chance of precipitation 90%. New precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch possible. Tuesday night, showers. Now, when they start talking about precipitation, you know we're starting to think snow.
Snow.
Getting you ready for snow.
I see.
Anyways, Tuesday night, showers, low around 48. Southwest winds 5 to 10, becoming north-northwest after midnight. Chance of precipitation is 100%. New precipitation amounts between a half and three quarters of an inch possible. And Halloween, boo-hoo-hoo, scary for you. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 55. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Grab your favorite device and tune in for a new episode. No, tune in for a recast episode of Headphone Meditations with John DeBose. At 7 p.m. New York time this Halloween, Wednesday, October 31st. It was actually a good show, so it'll be fun to listen to.
Yeah, I agree. I caught it on the rebound over the weekend.
Yep. Yeah. So be sure to visit our website, too, which is www.shyampa.info for our complete broadcast schedule. And hey, come say hi in the chat room, which I am actually in, and Anthony's actually in, and anybody who's out there can come in, too.
Come on in, folks.
Yes.
We have candy.
And that's your Chicago weather, folks. And now for the news.
And now for the news.
So this
and now
seems kind
for
of...
the news.
Oh, boy.
Oops. Oopsie. I told you the cart machine was malfunctioning.
It sounds like it. I heard that clicking in the distance, but anyways, this seems familiar to me for some reason. It seems like we had a story recently where an idiot had a bug problem or some kind of infestation, and the way he took care of it was by burning his home, and guess what? That's what we got here again.
I believe you are correct. That has... I believe that has happened in the past.
Firefighters, though, in California say a man house-sitting for his parents tried to use a blowtorch to kill some dangerous spiders.
Sweet.
So the spiders were dangerous, but he set the home on fire. The Fresno Fire Department said firefighters responded Tuesday night to reports of a house in the Woodward Lake housing development. Firefighters said the man who made the call escaped the house safely, but he told firefighters he found some black widow spiders in the house and had been trying to kill them with a blowtorch when he sparked the blaze. No injuries were reported from the fire, but it damaged the second story of the home and the attic. Arizona's Tucson Fire Department responded to a similar incident in October 2017.
Wow.
The department said a man had been attempted to use a propane torch to kill some spiders under his family's mobile home.
Uh-oh.
Funny, huh?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
It's Fiddles McGinty.
There went your microphone.
Yeah. Microphone got all excited.
Apparently, it didn't look like it was too excited. It just kind of fell over. And I'm off.
Yay! Domesticated cows.
Oh, boy.
So, a surprise traveler on an Ohio road captured video of a cow. And guess where this cow was riding, Anthony? Where would you think a cow would be riding if it was on the road?
In a Honda.
Quite possibly.
Definitely a Honda. Maybe a Honda Civic or something.
It would be like
surfing on the roof of the car.
This was an upgrade. It was a cow riding in the back seat of a pickup truck.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yes. We don't know what kind of pickup truck, but JD said he was driving in Tip City when he spotted the unusual passenger poking its head out from the backseat window of a truck hauling a trailer. So this is something you don't see every day, JD says in the video.
Clearly not.
Pickup truck Corey of Ludlow Falls said his cow, Annie, loves to go for rides in the backseat of the pickup truck. He said he just opens the door and the bovine enthusiastically climbs right in.
So who cleans up the shit in the back of the truck? Can you imagine what the fuck that truck smells like? It probably smells like cow shit and cow shit and cow shit.
Yes.
Ew.
Could you imagine if you had your loved one in there and you were trying to have some recreationals and you had all that going on?
Recreationals.
Let's move on.
Well, you never know. All right, let's move on.
You know, I need to visit the Lego store more often, Anthony.
I gotta go to Legoland someday.
I too could construct a very new, fresh, brand new thing of my very own.
Ooh, everyone gets a trophy.
All right. So, apparently, this trophy hunter, an Australian Lego fanatic, and his team spent 5 months building a life-size replica of a camping trailer to break a Guinness World Record. Guinness confirmed the replica of a 1973 Viscount Royal, constructed from 300,000 Lego bricks, beat the previous record for the world's largest Lego caravan by 73,472 bricks. The trailer was constructed by Lego builder Ben Craig and his team, who were supported by Caravanning Queensland and camping tour group Top Parks. Craig said building the roof of the caravan, which included a Lego sink with running water inside.
I see the sink in the thing. There's a stove, too.
At first, I thought making the windows would be hard because they're very large in both ends, and what surprised me was building the roof. We thought it would take 1 week, but it turned into 5 weeks.
Wow.
No one has done a roof this thin or big before, so it took a while to get the engineering right without it toppling over. A Guinness educator, Brian Sobel, said he was impressed with the model's level of detail. The caravan had functioning electricity, and the Lego sink had running water. How about the Lego toilet?
Ooh.
Does it have a toilet? Ew. The entry had to have the same amenities that the caravan had, so I enjoyed the small details they added, like a bottle of Vegemite and scrambled eggs on the table. The fridge had milk and cheese, and the bedspread was Lego.
Oh,
and that's it for my news, Anthony. Back to you.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, yeah. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this digitally encapsulated on-air spelled with an H? Hooligan, Flooligan, Chicken, Exploding. Wait, I got an exploding thing somewhere here. There we go. Chicken Exploding Streaming Experience. Well, visit Shyampa.info to find out how. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in about 4 minutes after this break. Something like that.
After we do this or that.
Yeah, something.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Shyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED, Shyampa Radio. Flashback.
Joy called this morning.
So how's Joy? What's wrong?
Nothing.
Nothing? How do we call 2,000 miles? The kids are all right?
Fine.
Sally?
Fine.
The kids are fine. Sally's fine. So why did he call?
I asked him that too.
And why are you crying?
Because Joy said I call. Just because I love you, Mom.
Reach out and touch someone.
Children believe what their parents tell them.
You're pathetic. You can't do anything right.
You disgust me. Just shut up.
You can't be my kid.
You're worthless.
Hey, stupid, don't you know how to listen?
You're never going to amount to anything.
Why don't you go find some other place to live?
Words hit as hard as a fist. Stop and listen to what you're saying. You might not believe your ears.
I wish you were never born.
Take time out. Don't take it out on your kid.
I hear Wendy sold millions of hot stuffed baked potatoes last year.
Yeah, and we didn't sell any.
We didn't have any.
Yeah.
Only Wendy's has hot stuffed baked potatoes with chili and cheese and so many other delicious toppings.
I sure wish we'd thought of baked potatoes.
Boy, I feel like a clown.
How do you think I feel?
Hot stuffed baked potatoes for Wendy's kind of people.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
Hey, Betty here. Did you know that as far as data bits are concerned, they do not concern themselves with dimensions? They move in a linear direction to any endpoint called for. Then they are renewed in a glorious bath of data and they become new data bits that are instructed to move on to someplace else. Rinse and repeat. As far as they are concerned, their world is flat. They worship no one. But hey, was that too intense for you? Maybe you can answer me this. Have you seen my data crystal 9? Please call me now at 813-327-8566 right away with information I need to know. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
How many times did you need more time when there was no more time? How many times did you think to yourself, gee, why can't I buy time? Time, 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 time. Buy time for a dime. How many times did you think to yourself, gee, I wish I could buy time? Time, 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 time. Time, 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 time.
Joe Wisdom Audio Production.
Now, back to some ass kicking shiznat from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Roger, too. All right, go ahead and cue Roger.
Yeah, welcome back. Roger here.
Thank God it's Monday, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've all been waiting for, Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, I want to tell you to tune into these fine shows we source from our friends at Radio4All.net on Shyampa Radio, Traffic with Topper's Radio Show with Gil, and Upfront Soul All Night Long with Sanguine Fromage. And oh man, be sure you tune into Headphone Meditations with John Dubose, every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. New York time. Be sure to visit shyampa.info for our complete broadcast schedule. Now, why don't you go grab your bongs biatches so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. Take it away, dude.
Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
All right. Let me get the weather up here, and we'll move on to our weather. Ooh, I have a need to burp, but it's just not going to happen quite yet. So we'll just see how that all goes.
Bubble is not escaping.
Yeah, the bubble is still hanging out. All right. Ooh, there we go. Before we get to my crazy Florida news, it's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTBA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently fair and 75 degrees with a humidity of 64% and a heat index of, well, there is no heat index. How about that? The dew point is currently 62 degrees and visibility is 10 miles. I hope everyone has been enjoying the break from the heat, because the trend is going to continue into this week. Tonight, I know, right? Tonight, Monday night, will be low around, it will be mostly clear with a low around 66. Tuesday will be sunny with a high near 85. Tuesday night, clear with a low around 65. Wednesday will be sunny with a high near 84. And on Halloween night, Wednesday night will be mostly clear with a low around 68. There's a Lego thing flying into the camera from the Chicago studios. It's a multicolored Lego. It's quite bright colors.
Lego caravan.
Yes, those are quite some bright colors for your. Are those little dildonic devices in the back? Those two little thingies in the back.
Yes, they're energy converting dildonic devices.
Energy converting. Gotta sit to ride, bitch. Halloween night will be mostly clear with around 68. And that's it for your Shyampa weather. It is now time for some crazy Florida news. News. Crazy Florida news.
You need your own bumper for news.
I do, don't I? But first, we got to do this.
And come visit us in the chat room, folks. It's open. www.shyampa.info. Or call us at 813-327-8566.
There you go. That works out well for us. You definitely want to give us a call. All right. So NBC News brings us our first Florida news story of the night about a South Dakota man who wanted to live the Florida lifestyle with booze, guns, and a pickup truck.
Yay.
Yeah. David, 32, was arrested after officers found him unconscious in his pickup with the engine running and parked in front of an alley in the Miami Beach area around 1 in the morning. Police said they could smell alcohol coming from the car, and the driver almost fell when they told him to get out of the vehicle. Two open beer bottles were found in the truck, as well as two loaded handguns. He also had a gun in his waistband of his pants, police said. Officers ordered David to perform a field sobriety test. He refused and was taken into custody. A search of the vehicle turned up two more loaded handguns, a semi-automatic rifle, a pocket knife with a swastika on it, a bullet-resistant vest, and a large amount of ammunition. Yeah. Police have not said why David from South Dakota had a stockpile in his car or what he was doing in the Miami area. Police said that David had a deadly combination of booze and drugs, or booze and guns, and that they need to understand why he was in the area, or South Florida at all, for that matter. David was charged with DUI, openly carrying a weapon, and carrying a concealed firearm, and is a proud participant of Florida's Booze and Guns Catch and Release program.
Really?
Yeah. So, there you have it.
But look at all those guns! Holy shit! Mm-hmm. Wait, I want one of those.
You want one of what?
A small gun. Just keep it under my pillow or something at night.
I want a shotgun. You know why I want a shotgun? Because them bitches is point and click.
Yeah.
Everything, whatever you point at, is going to get decimated. That's basically what it boils down to.
Not one of the smaller guns?
No. The reason why I don't like smaller guns, A, I'm not going to go to the firing range to learn how to aim it. And I'm not going to spend all this time learning how to aim it. That's a pain in the ass. Because it does take quite a bit of practice to aim it. Secondly, if I have to use a gun, I don't want to have to think about aiming it. Because I'll probably be most likely in a terrified state. It will not be a situation in which I know where I will be calm. So I'll either be terrified or crazy or shit will be going down or what. You know what I mean?
You just need something that's got rapid fire action.
Not even rapid fire action. I just need something just to disperse in a large pattern. So like shooting fish in a barrel. That's what it boils down to. You get everything in your, you may not kill them if they're not close enough to the shotgun, but they're going to hurt like a motherfucker and they're not going to stick around. Because a shotgun, a point-blank shotgun blast will definitely tear you inside out. It's not pretty. So, but again, as I said, they don't require... It's just point and shoot. Point and click. Point and shoot. It's pretty easy. So that's my gun of choice. I don't even have one. I don't know. I'm still on the fence about that one. All right, so let's move on. The Tampa Bay Times brings us our next Florida news story of the night about a woman who will swallow just about anything, gentlemen. According to an arrest report, Darielle, 52, of Largo, Florida, was looking through her purse for her boyfriend's truck keys when an officer saw a small glass pipe with Brillo and a burnt residue inside, which is, of course, consistent with a crack pipe. As she was rummaging through her bag, an officer reported that he saw her grab for the pipe, so he tried to place her under arrest. While being arrested, she placed the pipe inside her mouth and refused to open it. The officer made several attempts to have her open her mouth, but she started chewing and attempted to swallow, still refusing to open her mouth. Once in custody, the officer said Darielle made a big swallow and finally opened her mouth, revealing a cut in its roof, but no pipe in sight. And the pipe was in her purse was gone. However, a bag of small white pills, which turned out to be methadone, were found inside her purse. She was arrested and faces charges of tampering with physical evidence, possession of controlled substance, and resisting an officer without violence. She is currently being held in Pinellas County Jail in lieu of $4,150 bail. Yeah. If you want to take this pretty one home, that's how much it's going to cost you.
Probably in the emergency room, too, because if you chewed on glass.
Yeah, you know, they didn't say it. They didn't mention anything in the rest of the news story about what happened with the glass. I'm like, if she swallowed the freaking crack pipe, and obviously she cut her mouth with it, so it has jagged. That is not something you want going through your digestive system.
Pooping out glass.
That is not, you do not want to poop out glass. No, that's a definitely a big bang out. So Darielle has a lengthy criminal history in Pinellas County, including multiple drug and prostitution charges. She also served two stints in state prison related to theft and drug charges. God love Florida.
It's like you're the reservoir for all the stupid, and it just kind of squeezes out right there at the tip.
It's something like that.
Squeezes out of those, somebody is getting...
I'll tell you, some of the things that happen in this state are just unconscionable.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I had to take a drink there. So, that last dab was a little heavy.
A little dab will do you.
That's absolutely right. You know what else will do you? Speed bumps.
Oh, really? Ooh!
Yes. It's a sexy story about speed bumps. CBS 12 News West Palm Beach brings us our final and sexy news story of the night. Joe, what would you do for a speed bump? Would you stand on your head and cluck like a chicken? Would you take a poop in the middle of rush hour traffic?
I might do that.
Yep. How about banging uglies with the mayor?
Not with that mare.
Not with that mare. That's not your type. Well, neither was for somebody else either. The State Ethics Commission ruled that the Lantana mayor misused his position to attempt to obtain a sexual benefit for himself. According to the victim, the incidents happened when she was trying to get speed bumps installed in her neighborhood. She claims that, yeah, right? Sex for speed bumps. you have reached Florida. We have become disconnected. Oh, my goodness. Yes, sex for speed bumps. She claims that she said that he said if she would have sex with him, he would make sure that her speed bumps got installed.
Oh my God.
I think he was probably talking about genital warps, not speed bumps. those were probably the type of speed bumps he was promising her. Yeah, right.
There are some speed bumps.
Yeah, those are definitely some speed bumps. All right. She claims that he even drove her to a motel, but she said no, no, no. The commission also found... What was that?
They want to test out the speed bumps.
Test them out, the speed bumps. The commission also found probable cause that he solicited sex from a constituent based on an understanding his vote, official action, or judgment would be influenced.
Hey, Mayor, can I have some cock blocks installed, please?
Cock blocks, there you go. The State Ethics Commission could recommend removal from office and fines up to $10,000 per violation. The mayor can now ask for an administrative hearing, or he can negotiate a settlement. He is not facing any criminal charges in connection with the situation. CBS 12 News has tried to reach other city council members, and no one has been able to comment.
I wish Q would come out and do something about this.
Q would come out and do something? Like, which Q? Like, Dairy Queen Q? Burger Queen?
The Omnificent Q.
I think that's in a television series. I don't think Q is real.
I'm not real right now.
I know you're not real right now. We're all a little uneven at this moment.
Anyway.
So do we chalk this one in the why not me pile, or does this one go to the please not me pile?
This one, it could go either which way.
It could go either. It depends on the level of desperation.
If I'm really desperate and I've got this power to give somebody a speed bump.
Yep.
I have the power of speed bump.
Yep, you sure do. And that is it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Oh, boy.
Thank you, Betty.
Thank the database. You are tuned into Shyampa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots.
That's us.
This unique Q studio experience. But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Hold on. Woohoo. Here it comes. Plethora. Monday. Take it away, guys.
So, folks, I gotta tell you something. We got absolutely nothing. So call us right now at 813-327-8566. That sounded really real.
That did sound really real, didn't it? I was going to rant about that one, but I don't want to rant about that now.
You know, there's been so many things going on that, I just want to talk about happy stuff, you know?
Have you ever tried toasted pumpkin seeds?
No.
They are delicious.
Yes. I've had roasted pumpkin seeds.
Yeah.
And I mean, they're toasted in the process.
Yep. We had pumpkin carving going on at the house this weekend. So I had selected or kind of coagulated all the pumpkin seeds, and then I roasted them in the oven.
Yeah, it's really good.
Well, I think I soaked them in salt for like a day. They soaked in a salt water bath, like a brine for a little bit. But they're quite tasty.
Very nice. You know, since I'm kind of isolated from lots of family or obligations that require parties and Halloween things.
Yeah.
Halloween has become a non-holiday for me. It's just like any other day. Except for work, which, you know, we have a little bit of decorations and we've got specials and that kind of thing. But other than that, you know, I kind of escaped some of that. And I'm actually pretty happy about that.
Do you realize we went, the family unit went to Michael's this weekend to get some Halloween preparation things and decorations. Actually, we didn't even go over the weekend. We went on Thursday, I believe. Thursday or Friday? Friday. We went on Friday. Anyway, do you realize Halloween is already on clearance and Christmas is up?
Oh, yeah.
Christmas is... it. My husband calls it Scary Thanks... Scary Thanks Christmas.
People are just that depressed that they need Christmas to cheer them up. And the sad thing is, once Christmas is over with, man, it's doom and gloom, cold and blistery and...
Not for me.
Well, for you, no. Although they said... They said that if we have that El Nino, that everything but the Southeast is going to be warmer than normal.
I'll take a little bit of cooler weather down here.
Okay.
I mean, I like it. I like it when it gets chilly out.
Now, I do too, but then there's a limit. It's like, okay, we're done.
Yeah, like the coldest it gets is like, it does drop below freezing here, but it only happens overnight and only for like very short periods of time.
Yeah.
Our infrastructure couldn't handle a long freeze. Our pipes would burst.
There goes that bong thingy.
It
but,
does. I know. We've got 3 minutes till the ugly lights.
So here, you know, since I don't go out that often, going from one environment to the other is not that bad.
There you go.
It's pretty limited. So I'd be curious, folks. Tell us about your environment. Give us a call at 813-327-8566 if you're listening live. And if you're not, you can give us a call at this number anyways. Mm-hmm. And you can leave us a message, a sexy message. You could leave us a scathing message.
You leave Just us press a- 1. I think if you press 1, you go into our mailbox.
Exactly. You know,
like so, that.
I wonder what the Clay people are up to if they're listening right now.
I don't know, but apparently the operators are masturbating.
They are?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, human resources apparently just fired them all.
All right, well.
Voting is almost over, really? Oh, yeah, it's a week to go.
Thank God these fucking political ads can finally stop.
Yes. Speaking of television, I got a chance to watch two shows on WGN. The Goldbergs.
Okay.
And Black-ish. And I got to say, of the two shows, Black-ish is really, really funny.
Okay, because I think I watched a little bit of The Goldbergs, and I don't think I found it very amusing.
No, the main character kid, I want to strangle his voice and just shut him up. But a new show on WGN Channel 9, which you may or may not be able to get on your cable network, it's called Backstory with Larry Potash. He is now going to delve and dive into all sorts of Chicago historical facts, which if you're a historical buff like me...
Okay. I just had to do a little bit of that.
So yeah, it's at 8:30 Central on WGN here on Sundays. But yeah, it's a pretty cool show. It's like a half hour, you know, so it's not going to kill you.
Unfortunately, I do not get WGN. I think even when I had cable, I did not get WGN.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought WGN was one of those super stations.
It might be on cable, but it's definitely not in broadcast. But I don't remember ever getting it on cable either.
Although, you know, what was that other super station in New York? It was also at Channel 9. You used to be able to get them, and then all of a sudden, it just you stopped seeing that.
TBS? I know.
No. It was a New York thing. But I've noticed, like, cable is now so fragmented because there's so many other options to watch
TV. Oh, yeah.
So, oh.
Looks like our time is ending.
I know. I could, you know, I could talk for another half hour.
I know you could. You could. But the morning comes early. I got to help Betty with her weekday rush hour in the morning. Yes. So if I'm not up by 6, you know, I got to get up at like 4 o'clock to get her ass going. Cause
Ooh. You know what?
What?
We could Theorismurphicles do a Veterans Day Monday morning.
Weekday rush hour? Yeah, I figured we'd probably like set that whole Monday aside for station stuff. We can do a weekday rush hour, then we can do scripting for the evening show, and then we'll do the evening show. So, hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and I just saw Roger wheeling down the hall with the toilet on his head. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
Hey, glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony Show here on Giant Radio. I'm sorry, Betty. Remember, all times Eastern, be sure to check out Weekend with Joe Saturdays at 6 p.m. Then check out the World Labor Hour on Saturdays live at noon, Sundays at noon, and then another recast on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Remember, all times Eastern.
You can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty, and possibly Joe and Anthony on, when would that be, November 11th?
Either 11th or 12th.
Veterans Day. 12th. Okay, so...
Yeah, Veterans Day is Sunday.
Well, okay, so observe the Monday after. Anyway, she plays the first 15 minutes of random podcasts from archive.org and radioforall.net, combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. Then on your drive home, you can catch Traffic with Toppers weekday afternoon starting at 3:30 Eastern. Gil dusts off the most obscure music and combines it with his own brand of comedy to make your ride home more enjoyable.
Remember, it's 420 somewhere, and that means I'm in programming technically audio heaven.
Well, not really, because lately I haven't touched it. But anyways, you know what, folks? Since you're here,
seeds.
One of your devices tuned in to Shyama! Shyampa Radio, and leave it on in the background. That's Shyampa Radio. Visit Shyampa.info. You can see our most current broadcast schedule, our socials...
There we go. Banter.
So, yeah, here we go. Wow. We've got a little bit of banter time. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. How do we get banter time?
I don't know. Bottomless Prosecco?
That would be nice. I do like my fizzy wine, my Barefoot Refresh crisp wine spritzer.
Is it nice and
yes, it's like the modern version of a wine cooler. It's wine for pussies. So, but I find it delicious, and it's got a nice little fizziness to it. So,
yeah, without being overkill.
No, exactly. It's not like too much, and the alcohol content is a little low on it, so I'm not like a fucking sopping mess by the end of the show. that helps too a lot,
right?
So, yeah, usually. Anyway, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We will be back next week. Check out our blog at Shyampa.info. Remember, folks, don't walk around in a flaming brassiere after igniting your spider while humping speed bumps with a cow in your Lego house. Well, camper. All because you swallowed a crack pipe while your drunk cracker ass passed out in an amosexual's paradise. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for last week's episode of This Way Out with a B for Blowjob.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an E.
I couldn't come up with anything else for B.
That's fine.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.